Hi, this is Rabbi Dave Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnayos Para. Today we're going to be learning the first chapter, Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2. And our Mishnayos, our tractate, is dealing with the laws of the Para Aduma, the red cow, and that's why it's called Tractate Para. In the Torah, the Para is actually called a Chatat. And so the Chachamim, the sages, call it the Chatat of purification, or the parat chatat, or just chatat. Similarly, they call the ashes of the para chatat ashes. And the water that's set aside to be sanctified of the ashes, or has already been sanctified, as chatat water. And that's how we'll refer to these items in the Mishnah. So the act of placing the ashes in the water is called in the language of the Mishnah, kiddush, sanctification, while the water with the ashes is sanctified water. Now, our Mishnah is going to deal with the question, at which state is the animal called a para and is no longer called an egla? Rabbi Elazar Omer, egla bat shnata, that an egla is a one-year-old, upara bat shtayim, and a para is a two-year-old. The Chachamim Omrim, egla bat shtayim, upara bat shalosh, an egla is a two-year-old, and a para is a three-year-old, o bart arbar, even a four-year-old. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af bat chamesh kasher hazakena. So Rabbi Meir says, even at 5 years old, this old one is fit. However, ela she'ein mematinin la. We don't wait for it. What does that mean? Shema tashchir shelo tifasel. Perhaps it's going to become puzzle. It's going to become no good anymore if a hair on it turns black. So we don't wait that long. We try to use it earlier. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo shamati ela shalashit. Rabbi Yeshua says, I have not heard of any except the shalashit. So the question is, why is the term shalashit being used and not shlishit? Amar lo, maha loshin shalashit. Amar lahen, kach shamati stam, that's what I've heard. So Amar ben Azai, ani afaresh. Ben Azai says, I'll explain. Im omer atash shlishit, if you use the word shlishit, third, La'achres b'minyan. So then you're saying it's the third one to have been born, or the third in line. U'kishat omer shalashit, but when you use the word shalashit, then you know bat shalosh shanim. It's a three-year-old. Kiyotzi bo amro. Similar way, they spoke of revi. That when you use the term revi, or fourth, la'achres b'minyan, it's talking about the fourth in counting. Ukshat omer revai, but when you talk about a field that's a revai, so then you know you're talking about a field that's ben arbashanan, that was planted 4 years ago. Kiyotze bo omru, and also, similarly, ha'ochel b'bayis hamunuga pras mishalosh lakav, that similarly they spoke of someone who is in a house which is afflicted with saras and eats a pras of three from one kav. Right? A pras is a measurement of a half a loaf of bread. And it's talking about how much time do you need to spend in that house to become impure, and it's the time it takes to eat one pras. So Amulo Emor Mishmon Esrei Lasa. They said no, it should be from 18 to a sa, say a seah. So Amulahem Kak Shemati Stam. No, that's just the way I heard it. Amur Ben Azai Ani Afaresh. Ben Azai says, I'll explain. Imer ata omer mishalosh lakav, if you say one-third from a tzela, ein bo chala. So then it doesn't contain enough in order to have chala. Ukesha'at, to require taking chala. Ukesha'at omer mishmona eser lasa, but if you say from an 18 to a sa, me'atu chalato. So then the chala has lessened it. The second Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili Omer, Paris Ben Shnayim. He says, I'm sorry, Parim Ben Shnayim, that for a bull it needs to be 2 years old. Shenemar, Upar Shnei Ben Bakar Tikach Lechatas, that a second young bull you shall take for a sin offering, right, in Bamidbar. So, Af V'chachamim Omrim, Af B'nei Shalosh. Chachamim say, no, it could even be a three-year-old. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af B'nei Arba, U'b'nei Chamesh K'sherim. Even a four- or five-year-old are kosher. Ela She'ein Mevim Zakenim. However, they don't offer older bulls, mipnei hakavod, out of reverence, right? That it's disrespectful to offer old bulls to God. So this doesn't apply to the paraduma procedure, which is not performed in the Beis HaMikdash. So here, the reason is, as indicated in the previous Mishnah by a paraduma, it's so that the hairs don't turn black. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnahs 3 and 4.